Man, I cannot wait for this week to end and for Thanksgiving to begin. If I see one more report, I'm gonna pull my hair out.
This has really been the week from hell. Mr. Green sure piles on the work every time we prepare to take off for a holiday.
That's because he's a tightwad. It wouldn't be the end of the world if he allowed his employees to have a few paid days off. That's why he's made this last week so tough. He wants to squeeze out the productivity before the holiday. I'm surprised he hasn't chained us to our desks yet.
I know, but let's not let him ruin our Thanksgiving. When I get out of this stuffy office, I'm going straight to the grocery store and buying the biggest turkey I can find, along with the ingredients to make one of my homemade pumpkin pies.
Oh, now my mouth is watering. As much as I love my wife, she can't cook to save her life. We usually spend our Thanksgiving meal at a restaurant. In fact, I can't remember the last time I actually had some homemade pumpkin pie.
Well, then why don't you load Megan and the kids into the car and come over to our house on Thanksgiving? We'd love to have you.
Oh, I don't know. We wouldn't want to intrude on your family's holiday.
Who's intruding? You guys are like family to us, Mac. Intruding? Good grief.
All right. Okay, we'll come.
Great. We'll have a ball. You just wait and see. Roger will get the fireplace going. We'll stuff ourselves full of turkey and pumpkin pie, savor some hot chocolate, and sit by the fire.
Ah, that sounds really nice. Way better than sitting in a plastic booth listening to some crabby waitress complaining about working on Thanksgiving. Sure puts a damper on my holiday spirit.
Well, keep in mind that we all have to make a living, and that waitress is probably just scraping by. It is sad that some people can't be with their families on the holidays. I feel bad for those people.
Like Mr. Green. I don't think he has any family in the area. He'll probably spend the holiday right here in the office poring over reports and grumbling that his accounting department is incompetent.
Maybe we should invite the old fart to Thanksgiving at my home?
You might want to think twice about that, Rhonda. He's so demanding, he'll probably write up a report critiquing your pumpkin pie and file it with your performance review.
Don't be so uptight, Mac. I'm sure even Mr. Green loosens up a bit during the holidays. Yeah, I will invite him if he doesn't have any other plans.
The more the merrier, I suppose. Okay, I'm just going to wrap up a few things and then head home. See you tomorrow at 6?
You bet.